Good morning, my friends, and welcome to this special time together on the power of positive purpose. This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you again for beginning your day with me today and moving forward in a positive way. This morning, let's look at the concept of infinite individualized attention. This is an interesting concept to work with, primarily because our attention usually is outside of us instead of looking within. If we want a greater idea of self, the self that we need to discover is the self that has always been there, and that is the divine self within. Many people today are confused about their place in divine mind and divine mind's place in them. Dr. Albert Einstein said, "The number one question in the mind of the human being is the universe friendly? We will discover that the answer to this question is yes, and give infinite individualized attention to our health, to our happiness, to our prosperity. And we do this when we become one with the great wisdom found in Deuteronomy 6:4. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord," which metaphysically understood means hear, comprehend, or appreciate. O Israel, the enlightened human mind that is spiritually awakened, the Lord, ultimate intelligent power, that is everywhere at once, our God, divine mind, is one Lord, the one force of the infinite. There is no such thing as the infinite and something else. The infinite moves through our individualized attention and fulfills itself as what? As our event, as our experience. This is the principle of infinite in action as us, and it operates through us, in us, as us, whether we know it or not. As we become aware of the infinite moving from itself, through itself, to itself, as our experience, we discover how to let go and let unbridled positive enthusiasm evolve our world and run away with our healthy imagination. Is there any advice for new students? Is there any advice for long-time students of the wonderful art of infinite individualized attention? Yes, there is. And all of us who listen to this advice celebrate our choice to do so. So I would recommend that maybe you listen to this advice today. The advice is what? Number one, know there is always more to know. Number two, be teachable and patient. This is because when we let go of the old and set the new in motion, our world can sometimes become crazy. Remember, we have to stay a little crazy to remain sane. Number three, know that fad metaphysics will often hide the truth. There's a lot of people who do nothing more than wait for the next metaphysical fad show up, and in order to do this, what they have to do is keep their problems in place so they're ready for the next fad. It's the old experience of finally getting sick and tired of being sick and tired and saying, "Oh hell, I'm well," and get on about your life, centered in intelligence, not in fad metaphysics. It was Fenwick Holmes who pointed out very clearly that the reason people stagnate themselves in their life is they settle for just knowing about a greater idea instead of knowing as the greater idea knows. They find themselves wallowing around in comfortable nonsense while the truth, which is the power within you that knows no limitation, is waiting for you to let go and let it happen as you. Number three, again, know that fad metaphysics will hide the truth. Number four, what we know is what we do. Everything else is just theory. Number five, capture the wisdom and the essence of everything we have experienced and welcome positive growth and change. Number six, know there is no such thing as coincidence. Number seven, know that God hath not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. Letting the power of this truth be our way allows us to do what? It allows us to really expect positive answers as our health, positive answers as our wealth, positive answers as our relationship with ourself and everyone in our world. We move forward in life as acceptance in action, knowing that no matter how limited our situation may seem to be, there is nothing that principle operating through infinite individualized attention cannot solve. As we place our confidence in this power within ourselves, we become grateful for the important part we each play in the greatness of life and truly appreciate our daily manifestation of ourself and everyone in our life. And we become what? We become the wonderful, looking for a place to happen, success looking for a place to happen, health looking for a place to happen, love looking for a place to happen. This is being God-centered, and when we are God-centered, we are honoring what Psalms 91:1 says, when it points out, he that dwelleth in the secret place in the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. What a great idea this is. Dr. Ernest Holmes says on page 145 of the Science of Mind textbook, until we awake to the fact that we are one in nature with God, we shall not find the way of life. Emerson described God as a circle that has no circumference, therefore everything is the center of it. He was paraphrasing St. Augustine, who described the nature of God as a circle whose center is everywhere and whose circumference is nowhere. When we think of circles, we think of centers. The center of a fruit or a flower is that innermost part that contains the seed of all future growth. And the same is true of you. I was raised in Texas, where we had lots of tornadoes. Even the tornado, with all of its turbulence, has a perfectly calm center. I just saw on the news that hurricanes are beginning to form in the Caribbean, and the satellite was looking down, and they pointed out, and in the dead center of that hurricane, it was as calm as you can get. So, you have something within you, no matter how much turbulence is going on in your life, that is calm. And if you get to that and move from that to your experience, you will find yourself calming your experience because you are coming from the calmness within. You are allowing yourself to celebrate the idea of infinite individualized attention, and you're letting it move forward as your higher experience. We have a center. We have a quiet place within our consciousness where we can, as the great teachers have taught, retire from the world. This doesn't mean hide from the world. It doesn't mean to drop out of the world. It means to allow yourself to become still and know. This center is what is defined as the secret place of the Most High. And this center within us is a place of what? It is a place of beginnings. What would you like to begin today? What new idea would you like to set in motion today? What change for the better is ready to come forth from you today? Maybe you don't know how to let go and let it happen. Listen carefully, and you will discover by way of what I'm sharing with you this morning. You see, this center within you that knows what to do and how to do it is within us. It is the place, again, of new beginnings. It is at this innermost point that we should become aware of the potential that the infinite mind has given us. It is a potential that arrived when we arrived in this experience. We don't have to get it. It is already us. So what do we need to do? We need to discover it's there and then give birth to it as experience. Our future growth begins at this moment. The moment of contemplation, the moment of acceptance of greater good. Our experience of right action and divine order grows out of our conscious unity with what? The presence of the infinite, the presence of the divine that's looking out of your eyes at your world and my eyes at mine. God is omniscient, omnipresent. Its goodness is established in the life of everyone, everywhere. Since we are centered and the divine nature. All we need to do is know there is a right answer for every need we have in our life. Conscious of this infinite love, as Jesus described it, we can let go and release every thought of hate, every thought of anything unlike peace. We can turn from confusion. We can allow ourselves to be conscious of something higher than our former idea of ourselves and our world. And when we do, we find ourselves leading ourselves gently and surely into the pathway of harmony, of success, of joy, and peace. You have abilities, my friend, probably abilities you've never even tapped into yet. You have talents you haven't even touched yet. Your abilities expand in the atmosphere of calm trust. Your talents expand in the atmosphere of calm trust. Your divine nature is made manifest in your life, in your event, in and as your experience, beginning where? With you. Because again, what you're searching for, you're searching with, you need to find it, and then let go and let the discovery look out of your eyes, think your thoughts, plan your day, give and receive. In this complete unity with good, which is what it is, you can move forward today joyously. You can find right fulfillment today lovingly, better than anything you've ever dreamed of. Let massive unexpected good be your expectancy. I don't know what's going to happen today, but I know it's wonderful and I'm going to find out what it is. In Luke 8:16, it says, "No man, when he hath lighteth a candle, cover it with a vessel, but setteth it on the candlestick, that they which enter in may see the light." You see, this calming experience, this allowing yourself to be infinite, individualized attention and action, is letting your light shine brighter than ever before. Dr. Ernest Holmes refers to this on page 485 of the Science of Mind textbook when he says, "As the infinite light dawns, it delivers the outer life from bondage." What a great idea. So my question to you today is, are you letting your light shine? Are you letting yourself come forth as a greater idea of you? When people come into your presence, are they able to sense the radiation of your God self, of your divine self in action? No doubt, somewhere along the line, we've all had our pathways illumined by the inner light of someone wonderful. Maybe it was a grandmother, or someone that you love, or a minister that you love, or a teacher.
Thank you for joining us for The Power of Positive Purpose. This radio program is based on Dr. J. Scott Neal's book by the same title. If you would like a free excerpt, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org/the book. We appreciate you listening and invite you to tune in every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. right here on KEST 1450 a.m. And now, back to The Power of Positive Purpose with Dr. J. Scott Neal.
Not one of us is at the same level of unfoldment. Each and every one of us is exactly where we need to be along our path of discovery. Isn't it a joy to recall some wonderful experience in your life and contemplate it and say, "Ah, maybe today is my day to create one of the good old days today." Something to remember, something wonderful to experience in the memory of your tomorrow. Let it be today, because the experience and the dedication and the commitment and the unfoldment of today will grow your tomorrow. How do you want to grow it? You want to keep experiencing the same old yesterday, or a new experience in the now giving birth to a new experience in the tomorrow? When we let go and know that our light that shines is the light everyone has. Some are letting it shine and some are covering it up. Through spiritual study, we find ourselves involving ourselves in the understanding of our mind, our heart, and we lift ourselves to a greater consciousness of infinite radiance, its presence within us, its application by means of us. It is always indwelling you, my friends, because it is you. Our great joy comes not from being illumined, but also from being a light to others. The great have told us, let it shine. One of the ways to do that is by way of classwork. If you have a center near you, a center for spiritual living anywhere near you, there are classes offered. In Fremont, we have at our Center for Spiritual Living, Science of Mind 100, Science of Mind 200, Science of Mind 300, Science of Mind 400, daytime classes, evening classes, a great Wednesday evening service, two great services on Sunday morning. Some of the finest teachers of New Thought in the world are right here in Fremont. They are all here in Fremont. They are all teaching classes, and they are all dedicated to your greater happiness, your greater prosperity, your greater success. It is a way of creating for yourself a recession-proof mind. As Reverend Ike said, you can't lose with the stuff we use. So you find yourself doing what? Using the truth of you in a new and beautiful way. And when you do this, honoring the omnipresence within you as you, you discover that its good is established in the life that you call your life. So be aglow today. Be aglow in the light of the divine. Your awakening is one that lifts you to a higher, important place in your own understanding. And as you do this, you find you are joy in action, love in action, understanding in action, strength in action, goodness in action, happiness in action. Now, I'm going to give you a challenge today. I'm going to give you the opportunity to prove something wonderful. Give these qualities to your world today. To everyone in your world, don't make an exception. Be grateful for the opportunity of service today, of service to the higher good that is yours by right of consciousness. Be grateful for the opportunity to give birth to the beautiful at home, at work, at play. Know that what you're looking for, you're looking with, and if you're looking for opportunity, opportunity is looking for you. No, there's nothing in the way of you discovering it, it discovering you, and it can do this. Why? Because you're one thing. God's light shines in you, so go forth knowing this today. God's light shines in you this day in an ever-unfolding consciousness of its radiant presence. It is right where you are. It knows, again, what to do. It knows how to do it. And as you begin to unfold, you begin to understand what I talk about in my book, The Power of Positive Purpose, on page 145. And I'm going to quote from the book now. A greater sense of self-expression. The world in which we live is alive with the consciousness of God, which is infinite spirit and divine energy. It is this power that has become our experience through law as the visible world in which we live, move, and have our being. When we worry ourselves into a negative experience, we have quite matter-of-factly used the law of the universe to direct the power of itself as us to become the experience through which we are moving. When we change our mind and choose to encourage ourselves on in a positive way, the law of the universe responds to the inner demand and reestablishes happiness, health, and harmony in our mind, body, and world. As we let go and let our daily thought and creative expectation unfold from a joy-inspired understanding, infinite supply becomes the positive abundance of our life. The consciousness of God becomes our experience according to our understanding of it. Our daily challenge is to set our goals and individualize and identify ourselves with the affirmative success in everything we undertake and see ourselves accomplishing all the good we have planned. A wider vision plus a greater sense of self-expression equals abundant living. choosing to be a gift of good in our world is an expression of love, goodwill, and healthy self-respect to everyone with whom we are involved. No other gift possesses so much potential for greater good in our lives, and it provides dividends for ourselves and those we love. It allows us to be open and receptive to greater good, richer opportunity, and divine guidance as we embrace a fuller concept of our true worth as divine beings. We are then free to recognize the worth in everyone and dissolve any barriers of separation, competition, or resistance in our consciousness and, by extension, in our world. My dear friends, greater good by right of consciousness is yours. It is yours today. It is yours every day as you let go and let God, not make God, beg God, beseech God, but let God. The unfoldment of this idea as you is a beautiful and wonderful thing to do in this thing called life, and it does it in such a way that you are operating, as Dr. Ernest Holmes said, on the plus side of life. Where are we told this? Proverbs 23:7. How many times have you heard this? For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. My friends, as you think in your heart, so are you. What are you thinking in your heart? Are you letting your heart awareness move through your mind to your world? Are you thinking from love or just about love? Are you thinking from God or just about God? Are you thinking from success or just about success? Dr. Ernest Holmes on page 278 of the Science of Mind textbook says, our unity with good is not established while there is anything in us which denies it. If you give up all of your stories about why you can't, all of your stories about poor little old you, and begin to create a new story about wonderful you unfolding, then you can say every day, wonderful, wonderful me, I appreciate what I know I am, a mighty moving power of God. This is being on the plus side. It is the starting point of all action within what? Within the mind, because the mind is the starting point of all action. And if this is true, and I believe it is, and I agree with the greatest thinkers who've ever lived that it is, then maybe today you can start new. You can be born again in a new idea of you and allow yourself to understand that within your own thinking is the possibility of a change for the better. Within your own thinking, you can look at the good in your life and improve it. Within your own thinking, you can realize that you have the ability now to prepare yourself to receive the best that life has to offer. The best that life has to offer. And we receive the best as we think accordingly. Always. There's no exception to this. We all have a concept of life. Whatever your concept of life is, that's where you're going to stop. So why not increase your concept of life? And the way to do that is to increase your concept and understanding of yourself. The trend of your old thinking may very well take you into yesterday's experiences or a new version of it. The challenge is, as Dr. Holmes said, be on the plus side. Because you have a challenge. You can be on the plus side today or the minus side today. Choose you. It's not two things. It's two sides of one thing. You may have this day the blessing or the curse. That's not two powers. That's two uses of one power. Now, you can test yourself today. You can test yourself by seeing how your activities add up today. Is your work expression a happy one? Is your relationship and your homework and play something that is satisfying? Is it a plus? Is it a plus for you today? What if you could look at the beautiful, know it's good enough to be true, act as if it is, give as if it is, and receive as if it is? If you find more minuses than you like in your life today, all you have to do is begin right now to become increasingly aware of the power of God, the power of infinite intelligence in your life as your life, which is everywhere present, and it's also at work, it's also at home, it's also at play. It's time, my friends, if you want a happier, healthier life, to replace thoughts of fear and distrust with affirmative opposites, thus paving the way for a plus life experience. It's good enough to be true. It's good enough to be you. Let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way.
This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us every Wednesday evening at 7:30, every Sunday morning at 9:30 and 11:30. Our address is 40155 Blake Owl Road in Fremont. Come down the Nimitz Freeway to Stevenson. Go toward the hills three blocks. You'll be at Blake Owl and Stevenson. You'll see the Arco station on the corner. Take a right and you'll be right in our parking lot. We would love to see you. And if you come see us, say hello to me and let me know that you heard about it on the radio.
During the month of September, every Wednesday night is Peace Night at Center for Spiritual Living, Fremont. We will cover such topics as speak in peace, give in peace, and forgive in peace. Our Wednesday evening service begins at 7:30 p.m., so please join us. Our accredited Science of Mind classes for the academic year 2009-2010 begin September 14th. This fall, we are offering The Power of Decision, What the Mystics Have Taught, and The Spiritual Path. These courses are open to everyone, and no prior coursework or experience is necessary. Morning, afternoon, and evening classes are available. We are also offering professional training classes for practitioners and ministers. To register for classes or simply find out more about what we're offering, please call our office at 510-656-9955. For more information, visit our website at www.csl-fremont.org. And again, if you would like to receive a free excerpt of Dr. J. Scott Neal's book, The Power of Positive Purpose, log on to www.csl-fremont.org/the book. And of course, you can catch Dr. J right here every Wednesday morning at 7 a.m. on KEST Radio, 1450 a.m.
This is Dr. J. Scott Neal of the Center for Spiritual Living in Fremont, thanking you for sharing this time with me this morning, inviting you to join with us 9:30 and 11:30 on Sunday morning, 7:30 on Wednesday evening. Our wonderful classes are beginning. We have daytime classes, evening classes, a wonderful facility to meet in. We have a wonderful, wonderful environment for you to explore the best of yourself and apply it to your life. Come and join with us. Our phone number is 656-9955. That's area code 510-656-9955. If you're coming from outside the Bay Area, just go down the Nimitz Freeway. Turn on the Stevenson exit, go two stop lights toward the hills. You'll be at the corner of Blakow and Stevenson. There's an ARCO station in the corner. Turn right and then turn right into our parking lot. We'll be happy to see you. You always are welcome. Come and join with us. Have a great day today, and let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way this wonderful day. In the Bay Area, have a wonderful day today, and let the power of positive purpose be your wonderful way.